Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain trade was quite strong for the corn and soybean futures. Corn up a penny to close the day at 411 and a quarter in March. Now, the big surprise really for corn is the fact that it's rallied 90 cents off of its contract lows of 318 and a half. With a really big harvest, record yields, and plenty around, it just surprises a lot of people that it can rally nearly 25% since harvest. Now, beans also stronger. Beans up 6.5 in the January contract of 1037. And then wheat futures were the weakest on the board, down about 9 cents in Kansas City. Front month, July of next year, down 6.25 at 665 and 3/4. The main feature story for wheat futures continues to be the Russians. It looks like they're going to impose export tariffs to try to keep that wheat within their borders. You know, the big things they sell mainly in terms of exporting are oil and gas, which they're taking a hit there, and then also grains, which are also relatively cheap. So the bigger picture, the Russians, it looks like they're going to keep some of their the grain in their borders, and that is supporting wheat futures. We also had an announcement this morning of 166,000 metric tons of corn to an unknown destination.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The weekly export report showed a really bullish bean number, 82 million bushels. We were looking for a 52 to 61 million bushels, so over 20 million higher than the average guess. If you look at it in million metric tons, it was 1.3 million metric tons guessed, but it was 2.234 actual. So any way you look at it, a lot bigger than expected, and that is the reason beans have stayed strong throughout today. Corn was more in the middle of the range, came in at 31 million bushels, looking for 29 to 33, 790,000 metric tons, or the average guess was 762. So on the high end of the range, but not really bullish. And then wheat was above the range at 16 million bushels or 442,000 metric tons. We're looking for 327,000 or 11 to 14 million bushels. So across the board, it was really bullish for beans, bullish for wheat a little bit, and then neutral to maybe a little bit bullish for corn. But the big number was on the soybeans. Now, we won't have a report on Thursday due to the Christmas holiday. It will be shifted to next Monday. So that's a little bit of change for the regularly scheduled Thursday export report.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, February live cattle up 72 at 160.82, April up 55 at 160.22, January feeder cattle up 35 at 220.50, March up a dollar at 218.97, February lean hogs down 165 at 80.25, and April down 65 at 82.55. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 8 1/4 at 657 3/4, May down 7 1/2 at 662 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 6 1/2 at 625 3/4. March corn up 1 1/4 at 411 3/4. July up 3/4 at 426 3/4. January soybeans up 7 3/4 at 1038 1/4. March up 7 1/4 at 1045 3/4. March cotton up 115 at 62.04 and May up 115 at 62.49. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.